By winning the Nobel Prize for Literature, Imre Kertész joins the ranks of Faulkner, Beckett, Camus, and Pasternak. He also joins the ranks of Selma Lagerlöf, Sully Prudhomme, and Carl Gustav Werner von Heidenstam. Since it was first conferred in 1901, the Nobel Prize for Literature has gone to some writers who were still read and highly regarded, T.S. Eliot, for example, and some who make you wonder what was on the minds of the Swedish judges that year. We wondered what Leon Wieseltier, the literary editor of The New Republic, makes of this year's laureate, and also of the list of literature laureates. How well does it stand up as a comparative literature reading list for the 20th century?
There are good writers and bad writers on the list. It's important mainly to remember that a prize has nothing whatsoever to do with the quality of a work of art. Prizes are external to art, indeed so external to art that sometimes I think that the proliferation of literary prizes these days, for the Nobel Prize is not remotely any longer the only large prize that a writer can win, that the proliferation of these prizes can actually become quite demoralizing for writers and for writing by setting up this artificial standard for distinction, and also by creating a kind of star system, by turning the preoccupation with literature into a kind of sports casting.
Unlike the Booker Prize in England, or for that matter, the Pulitzer Prizes here in the United States, these prizes aren't for a single book. They're supposed to be for a life's work by a writer. That would seemingly make it still more surprising that we're finding people who have gone off the radar screen as literary figures.
You know, these things are subject to the vagaries of the history of taste. Taste is very fickle, and taste sometimes has something to do with the aesthetic merit of a work of art, and sometimes has nothing to do with it.
Over the first 75 years, we counted about 15 Nordic, that is Scandinavian, Finnish, one Icelander, one German who was born in Denmark, Nordic writers. It was a local prize at one time, almost.
One of the comedies of literary life is to hear writers talk about various figures in their life, and the figure in a writer's life with whom they frequently speak in tones of most reverence is the one they refer to as my Swedish translator. A Swedish translator turns out to be a person of enormous significance for many writers.
Many of the Nobel Literature laureates were cited for their purity of spirit and lofty ideals in the early years. What about the citation this year of Imre Kertész?
Citation this year, alas, reflects too accurately Imre Kertész's accomplishment.
You're not a big fan.
I've only read one of his books. Mm-hmm. I've read Kaddish for a Child Unborn. I respected it much more than I admired it, but there were things about it that I didn't even respect, which actually appear in the citation. In the citation, Kertész is praised as presenting a consistently negative picture of childhood, and from this prehistory he derives the paradoxical feeling of being at home in the concentration camp. This strikes me as grotesque. Bad parenting is very bad, but it's not Nazism. My sense about this prize is that basically they gave him the prize that should have gone and maybe would have gone to Primo Levi.
We should explain that Primo Levi, who was a survivor of the camps, committed suicide, we believe.
He did.
They don't give this prize posthumously.
They do not. If they give it posthumously, there's a long list of writers, beginning with Tolstoy, who have yet to be awarded it. Levy's consecrated himself in his work to describing and explaining and reflecting upon the inner resources that made it possible not just to survive in a concentration camp, but in some way to be strong spiritually in a situation of such extremity. But as I say, my sense about this prize is that it's being given for its genre, as it were, not just for this particular writer. And they were to give a prize for this genre. It's a pity that Primo Levi's not here to go to Stockholm and collect it.
Well, thanks for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
Leon Wieseltier, who is the literary editor of The New Republic.